Welcome to the Let's Talk About It Dad Sports Podcast, where father and son break down the latest happenings in sports. I'm Patrick, and my co-host is...
Killian!
We're back for another week of sports talk. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very good. Well, we're keeping up the pace of an episode a week and plan to stay consistent with Thursday releases. Please subscribe so you get notified when a new episode is available. Rate, like, and comment on your podcast listening medium so we can attract even more listeners. That will help us out a ton. Be sure to share us with your family and friends and your social media networks as well. Killian, how was your week this week?
Perfect. Got a lot of football games coming up.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Like Chiefs, Jaguars, Baltimore. You know who Baltimore's playing now?
Who's Baltimore going to be playing now?
The Buccaneers.
Oh, really? Well, in your own league?
No.
Oh, in the actual league?
Yep.
In the NFL?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
The Buccaneers.
I didn't know that.
And
that's
they're
cool.
going to play... They're going to be playing in Baltimore.
Are they?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like the Buccaneers play Seattle this week. I think the Ravens have a bye week this week, actually. So.
Yeah, because the Chiefs crushed them.
The Chiefs did crush them. We'll talk about that a little bit later, won't we? Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Awesome.
We got to talk about these Bulldogs in our next.
Okay, yeah, we'll maybe bring in the Bulldogs next episode.
Yeah, the Bulldogs.
Okay.
Go Ferris.
Awesome. Yeah, we got to give a shout out because Uncle Mike goes to Ferris State University, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What all did you do this week?
The Red Wings and the Maple Leafs, the Capitals got a bye week.
Okay, in your tabletop hockey league?
No, The Red Wings still are in the NHL. Now they're playing the Dallas Stars.
Very cool. Awesome.
And now the Maple Leafs have a bye week. The Capitals have a bye week.
Okay. Nice. Well, what did...
They both got beat.
Yeah. Okay. What did you do today?
Football. Probably.
Okay. All right. Okay. So... Let's jump into our episode then. All right. So we're going to break down week 5 of college football and preview week 6. Then we're going to recap week 4 of the NFL season and preview week 5. We're going to do just a quick recap. You only had one pick in the English Premier League, so we're just going to do a recap of what your pick was. We'll do a quick review of the Ryder Cup. And then finally, we're going to add another sport to the podcast, the NHL. Our favorite sport, hockey. Yeah. So the NHL season gets started on Tuesday, October 7th, with the Red Wings starting their first game against the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday, October 9th. So we're going to do some divisional picks, conference picks, and we're going to decide who we think is going to win the Stanley Cup. Sound good?
It's probably going to be
the
Red Wings.
Probably going to be the Red Wings. I hope so. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, the
All
Red
right.
Wings with their first win.
Yeah.
Did they win to the, what was the red team?
So remember, their first game isn't until October 9th. So next week will be their first game against the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, who did they beat?
I'm not sure. They've been playing different preseason games right now.
Oh, it was the red team.
Right.
Trencher.
I'm not quite sure. The Devils?
Yeah, the Devils. They beat the Devils.
They did in preseason?
Yep, in the preseason.
Cool. All right, let's jump into college football. So, college football week 5 was a 2-1 week for you in picks, and you almost had the sweep of 3-0, but the Penn State Nittany Lions let you down in double overtime against the Oregon Ducks. How'd you feel about that game?
Nope.
Not good?
Nope. So, now Penn State's got a bye week. For 2 weeks.
Well, they don't have a bye week, but they're going to go to play UCLA next week, which is essentially a bye week. They should probably win that one pretty easily.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get a bounce back.
Yeah,
so
Penn State could get a bounce with a win.
Yes, definitely. So
bounce up into 4 in the rankings.
Yeah, that'd be great to get back up to 4th in the rankings.
They only got 3 wins.
Yeah, that's right. So
they only got 3 wins.
That's right. So Oregon came into the white out in Happy Valley as the number 6 underdog against the number 3 Penn State Nittany Lions and came out victorious with a game-sealing interception in double overtime to win 30-24. This sees the Ducks move up to number 2 in the polls and sees Penn State drop down 4 spots to number 7. So, yeah, if Penn State gets a win against UCLA, I don't see them moving up in the rankings, but it'll at least keep them in that top 10 spot, don't you think?
Yeah, that would still keep their quarterback.
Yeah, so Oregon is heading into their bye week, so they got to be feeling pretty good about that. And then, yep, like I said, Penn State's heading to UCLA to face the Bruins, which should be a pretty easy win for them. No, that's Illinois. That's who we're going to talk about next here. But yeah, UCLA, they're the Bruins. Okay.
Who are the Bruins?
UCLA, they're the Bruins. Yep. So, the next game that you had was your first correct pick, and that was in the early game between USC and Illinois, the Fighting Illini, which also went down to the wire with a Fighting Illini winning the game with a game-ending 41-yard field goal by David Alano. They edged the Trojans 34-32 with a good bounce-back win after getting smoked by the Indiana Hoosiers. What did you think of the Fighting Illini and their winning over the Trojans?
Pretty good. That's coming up to 4 in my rankings.
Yeah, so that actually took the Illini up one spot from number 23 to number 22 in the polls.
And who are they playing now?
Let me take a look. I'll see. USC falls out of the top 25 after just 2 short weeks in the polls. USC has a bye week before hosting, not this weekend, but next weekend, they host the University of Michigan Wolverines on October 11th.
I'm going to probably go with Wolverines.
On that one. Okay, early pick for the Wolverines. I like it. Very good. So
that's going to be the second win. If they don't win, they're...
Yeah,
Wolverines out.
Yeah, that would be a pretty devastating loss for the Wolverines. So they better get that win.
They're gonna pull up to this number.
What number is that?
26.
Okay. Well, right now they're 20th, so they want to go up to a lower number. So maybe like 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so like, you asked.
Like 28. Yeah. Like that number up there.
Oh, right up there. Okay. So you asked who the Fighting Illini are going to play next weekend. They're going to go to West Lafayette to play Purdue, the Boilermakers, in West Lafayette. Purdue University. They're another Big Ten team. They're gold and black. They're the Boilermakers. Kind of like the Golden Grizzlies. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The gold and black.
Yeah, their gold is a little bit of a lighter gold, not a Vegas gold like Golden Grizzlies, but it's still just about the same colors. So that should be an easy win for the Fighting Illini for sure, because Purdue's not very good.
Yeah, Purdue got 3 loses. They got 3 losses.
Do they really?
They got beat 3 times.
Wow, Purdue, I didn't know that.
Beat 3 times.
Did they really? Who'd they lose to?
They lose to the Hoosiers and USC and the Indiana Colts, they pulled into the college 1 time.
Did they really?
Just 1 time.
Wow.
And they beat them.
Okay.
So now they are 3-0.
Okay.
They got, what is that?
Well, don't get distracted. You can keep going with your thought. I'm trying to look up to see who Purdue actually lost to.
I think they lost to.
All right. So let's jump into your other correct pick. That was an upset. You picked Alabama Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide to beat Georgia. And they beat them for the 7th time in 8 contests for Kirby Smart. That's Georgia's head coach. This was another close one with Alabama winning 24-21 with no points scored in the fourth quarter. Bama's quarterback, Ty Simpson, had two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown and threw for over 275 yards, while Georgia's quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, had a quieter game with one touchdown pass and only 130 yards in the air. What'd you think of Bama's big upset?
Perfect.
Yeah, roll time.
Where does it put me?
So that puts Alabama up seven places, and now they sit number 10th in the country, moving up to number 10, while Georgia dropped seven places, putting them at number 12. So Alabama's in a better ranking than Georgia now. Yeah. You like that, yeah. Don't you? Yeah. So Bama can't rest on their laurels, though, as they host the number 16 Vanderbilt Commodores at 3:30 on Saturday. This is the first time these two teams face off as both being ranked opponents in 88 years. That was back to 1937. It's a long time ago. Bama had a tough time with Vandy last year, losing 40-35. Do you think that they can get some revenge and get the win over the Vanderbilt Commodores this year?
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah?
I'm going with
Bama.
Yeah, going with Crimson Tide.
All right. Awesome. So you got Bama in the win, Crimson Tide over Vandy. All right. Last week, you had an early week six pick prediction. You are taking Miami, the Hurricanes, over Florida State, the Seminoles. Last week, it was looking like this might be a top 10 matchup. But in the words of Lee Corso, the University of Virginia Cavaliers said, "Not so fast, my friend." The Florida State Seminoles might have been overlooking their opponents and been a little cavalier with their prep, pun very much intended. This was another double overtime game with Virginia coming out with the major upset, 46-38. What'd you think of the upset of Virginia beating the Seminoles?
Perfect.
That was awesome. Yeah, awesome. Very good. So this game was back and forth from the start, and the Cavalier fans rushed the field, seeing their team move to 4-1 on the season.
And who are the Hurricanes playing next?
So now the Seminoles have to host the number 3 Miami Hurricanes. The Florida State Seminoles dropped to number 18th in the rankings. You still got the Hurricanes beating the Seminoles?
Yep, still got them.
All right, awesome.
Sparty.
Yeah, so our hometown teams are back in action this week after both.
Let's go.
After both MSU and U of M had their bye weeks in week 5, we're going to do a quick pick session for both of their games. So this is who they're playing next. Who is that? Do you recognize that logo?
Cornhuskers.
That's right. So Michigan State is playing the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Who do you got in that game? Who's going to win that one?
Green and white.
Green Sparty. And white. All right. Sparty, Michigan State. And then the University of Michigan is facing the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Who's going to get this win? The Badgers or the Wolverines?
Wolverines.
Wolverines. We're going with our hometown teams. U of M, MSU, we have Miami over Florida State, and we have Alabama over Vandy in your picks. Hopefully you can go 4-0. That would take you up to 8-4 on the season. That would take you up to 10-5 on the season after currently sitting at 6-5 in the college football picks. Ready to talk about the NFL?
Yeah, ready to talk about these Kansas City guys.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about some of the other games first. Yeah, I think I got the Kansas City a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Good.
To talk about these Wolves.
Awesome. So the fourth week of the NFL was another great week and gave us two wins from our favorite teams. But we're going to start off with the Sunday night football matchup, which you picked, the Dallas Cowboys over the Green Bay Packers. The Cowboys didn't get the win.
They didn't lose.
But they didn't lose. 40. That's right. They tied in overtime, or after overtime, 40-40, didn't they?
I didn't know there was a 40 NASCAR. I didn't know there was an overtime in NASCAR.
In NFL football?
No, oh, in NASCAR.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of NASCAR this last weekend. We didn't realize that there were overtimes in NASCAR now, right? That was kind of silly, huh?
That was kind of silly.
Maybe we'll do an episode on NASCAR here in a little bit.
I didn't know that he just turned sideways and then flipped
Yeah, there was quite an accident in that race, wasn't there? All right, so let's talk about these Packers and these Cowboys. Jordan Love and Dak Prescott, the quarterbacks for both teams, both had 3 passing touchdowns. All 3 of Love's touchdowns went to wideout Romeo Doubs. Dak Prescott had a rushing touchdown along with running back Javonte Williams and Josh
Jacobs. And they blocked it and then ran for a 2
Did they?
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You even predicted that block on the extra point that they ran back for a 2 points, didn't you?
Yeah, they ran back for 2 points.
That's right. So and that was on their first touchdown that the Packers had, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right,
no. No, that was the second touchdown.
The second one? Okay, yeah.
The guy that had the rubber helmet.
The soft helmet?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, yep. Romeo Doubs, yeah.
Yeah, Romeo Doubs. They threw 2 touchdowns to Romeo Doubs.
They did. Well, he actually got a 3rd one later in the game after he went to bed, too. He had 3 touchdowns in that game.
3?
3. A hat trick.
Like in hockey.
So after 2 impressive wins over the Lions and the Commanders, the Packers are faltering a bit as they head into their bye week. So they've got a bye week this week.
And the Browns got a bye week.
They might, actually. I'm not sure.
Dallas is... Who are they playing next? Ooh, the New York Jets.
That's right. So the Cowboys head to New York to face Aaron Glenn and the 0-4 New York Jets. Who do you have in this one? The Packers? Or the the Cowboys or the Jets?
It's a tough decision. I do like the Cowboys, but I do like the Jets, so I'm going with green.
You're going with the Jets? All right. So the Jets will pick up their first win of the season, beating the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, huh?
Did they lose to the Dolphins?
They did lose to the Dolphins. Yes, they did.
Did the Bengals win to the Broncos?
We'll talk about that in a little bit. I've got that one lined up as well, okay? So, teaser. That's a good teaser. All right, so next, you had the Lions beating the Cleveland Browns at home. You even predicted that they would wear their black uniforms. They went with the traditional Honolulu blue, but they did get the victory, winning 34-10.
34-10.
That's right. After a rushing touchdown on their opening drive by Quinshon Judkins, the Browns fell silent as the Lions defense forced Joe Flacco, the quarterback for the Browns, to 2 interceptions and a fumble. He had 3 turnovers. That's not very good.
He had 2 interceptions and 1 fumble.
That's right. So
did the Lions recover it?
They did. Mm-hmm.
They recovered the fumble?
They did, yeah. And got 2 interceptions. So on the offensive side, Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown, what did they do again?
Both scored a touchdown.
That's right. They both scored a touchdown.
2 rushing touchdowns.
No, each of them scored 1 touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs got a rushing touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a receiving touchdown. And Khalif Raymond had a 65-yard punt return for a touchdown, which was pretty exciting stuff.
Was it for the Lions or the Browns?
For the Lions.
Oh, he had a punt return for a touchdown.
He did.
I didn't know he had a punt return for a touchdown.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, so the Lions now travel to Cincinnati to face the struggling Bengals on Sunday afternoon. Who do you got, Lions or the Bengals?
Blue.
You got the Lions. All right, let's go.
I always go with the Lions. Always. Over a team I don't like.
That's right. That's good.
And sometimes I go with the Chiefs.
And sometimes with the Chiefs, right? So next, we'll talk about the Chiefs. You had the Chiefs beating the Baltimore Ravens. The Chiefs used their home field advantage and the addition of getting, who'd they get? Who's their wide receiver that they got back for this game?
Number one.
Number one. What's his name? Do you remember?
Remember now.
It's Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, number one.
The first touchdown.
I'm not sure he got a touchdown in this game.
Oh, he did. I watched him go. I watched number one.
Yeah.
Take. And when I was kind of watching the Cowboys game with the Chiefs, game was still going.
Yeah.
I noticed in my brain that Patrick Mahomes had a punt return to Xavier Worthy.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I thought about it, and he actually did. He punted it to Xavier Worthy, number one.
Okay.
Caught it with a rushing touchdown.
Whoa.
After a punt return.
Dang. All the things then, huh?
Yeah, the Chiefs got a punt return for a touchdown.
Right. Well, the Chiefs ended up winning with a 37-20 win. Patrick Mahomes had four passing touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My favorite guy.
And he threw it to four different receivers, throwing for 270 yards. Xavier Worthy, I don't think he had a touchdown, but he had 38 yards rushing and 83 yards receiving in his first game back since going down with a dislocated shoulder in week one. So he had a really good day. Justice Hill had a really great game for the Ravens, logging 76 yards rushing and 41 yards receiving on five catches, and he scored both of the touchdowns for the Ravens. Other than that, the Ravens fans have to be nervous about their start, especially if Lamar Jackson's going to be sidelined by a hamstring injury. He had to leave the game with a hamstring injury at one point.
Was it the leg or the head?
Leg. Your hamstring's the back of your leg.
Oh, he got hurt?
Yeah.
Was it after a punt return?
No, I think it was an offensive play. You know, being the quarterback, he wasn't on a punt return. So, next week, the Chiefs head to Jacksonville to face the 3-1 Jaguars. Who do you have in this one for Monday Night Football?
Red and white, Kansas City. Let's go with the Wolf Dog.
Yeah, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. You keep on referencing the wolf because they have a mascot that's a wolf, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do like their logo.
Yeah, they got a cool logo.
Yeah.
So, finally, you had the Bengals beating the Broncos and the New York Giants beating the LA Chargers. The Bengals got smoked by the Broncos in Monday Night Football in Denver, losing 28-3. As mentioned earlier, the Bengals are struggling without their star quarterback, Joe Burrow, and will be hosting the Lions next week. In a surprise win, the rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart. He's one of your favorites, isn't he?
Yeah, for the Lions or the Bengals.
So Jackson Dart plays for the New York Giants. Do you remember what college team he played for that you really liked watching him?
Spartans.
No, he played for Ole Miss, the Rebels.
Who's Ole Miss?
Ole Miss. You don't remember that?
I don't know their look.
Well, maybe I'll pull it up for you after the episode. But Jackson Dart led the New York Giants in a 21-18 victory over the LA Chargers, which is great for the Chiefs because that's a loss for their divisional rival. Good stuff, right? Yeah, that's a win for the New York Giants and a loss for the LA Chargers. So now he's leading this NFL team. Dart had one passing touchdown and one rushing touchdown. The Giants get their first win of the season, and they might want you picking them more often, right?
Well,
because you picked the New York Giants, and then they won. So maybe they want you to pick them again. Do you know who they play this week?
Oh, the Saints.
That's right. So the Giants are traveling to New Orleans to face the Saints. Are you going to pick the Giants or the Saints?
Blue and red.
Blue and red. You're going with the Giants. All right. Well, hopefully they can get another win on their season, followed up.
But they lost to the Cowboys.
They did. Mm-hmm. You're right. They lost. That's right.
Badly.
Yeah, that's right. So hopefully you can go 4-0 on your NFL picks this week. If you go 4-0 on your NFL picks this week, that will take you to, let's see, you are sitting 8-6-1 because of that tie. So you didn't really, you know, get a win or a loss on that one. So 8-6-1. If you get four wins, that'd take you to 12-6-1, which would be a pretty good
12-6-1
would be pretty good on your picks. All right, so hopefully you can do that. Let's do a quick recap on the Premier League. We'll do some Ryder Cup, and then we'll jump into the NHL. How's that sound?
Perfect.
All right. So
are there going to be big pictures of the NHL?
I'm going to try and pull those up for you. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Perfect.
So, Killian, we had only one picked game for match week 6 in the English Premier League. You had West Ham over Everton. This game came down to a draw with both teams getting a goal. West Ham have a new manager, Nuno Espirito Santo. It's a pretty cool name, isn't it? Yeah. After sacking Graham Potter, this was the first goal.
Sacks.
Yeah, yeah. So in England or in soccer, the term for being fired or like let go from your job, they call it being sacked. Isn't that kind of funny?
They call your play sack.
They call like you losing your job. You have been sacked.
Oh.
So kind of like in football where the quarterback gets sacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the line and Jared Goff today in my football game against Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Grizzlies crushed them.
Did they really in your own game? Yeah.
26-13.
Whoa. 26-13. The Golden Grizzlies beat the Lions in your quiet time football.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They crushed them.
Yeah.
Badly.
So, West Ham get the draw. They get 1 point. They haven't moved up anywhere in the table. They're really struggling. So I think we're going to take a break from picking West Ham games because they got to travel to Arsenal next week. That's going to be a tough one. Arsenal's second in the table. Hopefully West Ham can get the win. But we'll move on and we'll talk about the Ryder Cup now. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I want to talk about West Ham and Arsenal first.
Okay. Well, who do you got? West Ham or Arsenal?
The Hammers.
The Hammers. All right. We got West Ham
over
Arsenal. I'm going to put that one in there. Right now, you're sitting
I don't know why Mom likes Everton.
It's just the team that she picked. I don't know. She likes Everton. She likes the blue and white, I think.
She doesn't go for West Ham.
Yeah, she doesn't like West Ham because we picked West Ham.
I think she's going to pick West Ham over Arsenal.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so. Right now you're sitting 2-2-2. So you have two wins, two losses, and two draws on your picks for the English Premier League. Hopefully West Ham can upset Arsenal, and then you can go 3-2-2. Okay?
3-2-2.
So the Ryder Cup, it was this last weekend. What'd you think of the Ryder Cup? Was it exciting?
It was very exciting.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was your favorite part of the Ryder Cup?
Team Europe getting the win.
Team Europe.
Taking the Ryder Cup.
They get the Ryder Cup home. That's right. Led by Rory McIlroy. Yeah. His whole team won. That's right. They retained the cup. They won back-to-back Ryder Cups. Over Team USA at Bethpage Black, everyone was saying was going to be a really tough upset to win on away soil, but they did it. Team Europe, they looked like they were going to dominate. You know, after the first 2 days, they won all four sessions from the first 2 days. Team USA, though, came roaring back in the final day of the single sessions, winning 8 points, 5.5 from the first 7 matches. Team Europe finally retained the cup on the 8th match with Shane Lowry from Ireland hitting his final putt on the 18th hole to have his match with Russell Henley. They still had a bit of work to do to officially win the tournament, but that came 2 matches later when Tyrrell Hatton split a point with Colin Morikawa. Team Europe will hope to go for the three-peat 2 years from now in 2027 when they host in Limerick, Ireland. They're going to host in Ireland in 2027. Do you think Team Europe's going to win again in 2 years from now?
Yeah, in the next Ryder
Cup. The next Ryder Cup. So, good pick. You picked Team Europe. You're 1-0 on golf picks.
Let's go to this NHL.
All right. So, as we mentioned, the NHL season is upon us next week, starting with a slate of 3 games on Tuesday, October 7th. We're going to do a rapid-fire divisional pick, conference pick, and Stanley Cup prediction, okay? There are 2 divisions in each conference.
Are they going to be big pictures?
Kind of. Again, I'm going to show them to you just like I did earlier. So here we go. We're going to start with this division here first, the Atlantic Division. So these teams right here, not these teams, but these teams right here, we have the Tampa Bay Lightning, Buffalo Sabres, Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Maple Leafs, Ottawa Senators, Boston Bruins, Detroit Red Wings, and the Florida Panthers. Who's going to win the Atlantic Division this year, Killian?
It's going to be Flame on the back, Wheel.
The Winged Wheel?
Yep, the Winged Wheel.
The Detroit Red Wings are going to win the Atlantic Division. I like that pick. Let's go Red Wings. All right, now, the other division in the Eastern Conference is the Metropolitan Division. So that's the Washington Capitals, the Pittsburgh Penguins, New Jersey Devils, Columbus Blue Jackets, New York Rangers, New York Islanders, Carolina Hurricanes, or the Philadelphia Flyers. Who's going to win the Metro Division, Killian?
I can't remember.
That's okay. Who do you think is going to win? You just make the pick right now.
Capitals. I'm going to go with the Penguins.
You're going to go with the Penguins? All right.
The they're Penguins. Not going to win the Stanley Cup.
No, but they're going to win the Metro Division.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And
all right, so next up, we've got the Central Division. This one right here. So we've got the Colorado Avalanche, the Dallas Stars, Nashville Predators, Chicago Blackhawks, Winnipeg Jets, Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues, and the Utah Hockey Club finally got a nickname. They're going to be the Utah Mammoth this year. Who do you got winning the Central Division? The Dallas Stars?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, so for the Central, we've got the Dallas Stars. And the last division is the Pacific Division. We have the Edmonton Oilers, Los Angeles Kings, Anaheim Ducks, Vancouver Canucks, Seattle Kraken, Vegas Golden Knights, Calgary Flames, and the San Jose Sharks. Who do you have winning the Pacific Division?
Flame.
You got the Calgary Flames?
Calgary Flames.
All right. I like it. What a pick. All right. Now, who's going to win the Eastern Conference? So, between the two divisions, you got the Atlantic and the Metropolitan divisions. You pick the Red Wings to win the Atlantic and the Penguins to win the Metropolitan. Who do you think is going
to
win?
And the Red Wings to win the Cup.
So, the Red Wings are going to win the Stanley Cup?
Yep.
Okay.
The cup.
I love it. Great pick. Are they going to win the Eastern Conference then?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. So we got the Wings winning the Atlantic, winning the Eastern Conference, and bringing home the Stanley Cup to Detroit. I love it.
To Little Caesars Arena.
Little Caesars Arena. That's awesome.
Are they first playing at Little Caesars Arena?
I'm not sure. We can take a look real quick and see. It looks like they will be, yep, at Little Caesars Arena on Thursday, October 9th at 7 o'clock.
Who are they playing?
The Montreal Canadiens for an original six matchup.
Okay.
I like it.
I went with the Red
Wings. Going with the Red Wings in the first pick of the season, too. I like it. NHL. Red Wings. Let's go. Now, who's going to win the Western Conference? So you picked the Calgary Flames to win the Pacific, and you picked the Dallas Stars to win the Central. Who's going to win the Western Conference?
It's probably going to be the
Penguins. No, the Penguins are in the East. You're looking at these teams or these teams? And you can maybe even make it simpler and just pick between who do you think is going to win between the Calgary Flames or the Dallas Stars for the West?
It's going to... Dallas.
Dallas? All right. Dallas Stars winning the Western Conference. conference. I like it.
And making the Red Wings taken home to return the cup.
And we're going to win the cup. Okay, that's awesome. Do you want to do some quick picks for the first games of the NHL season?
Yep.
All right, so the first three games. You already got the Red Wings over the Montreal Canadiens. Let's take a look.
And who are the Penguins?
Well, let's take a look at the first games of the season. Like I said, there's three games on Tuesday, October 7th. We've got the Chicago Blackhawks against the Florida Panthers. Who do you got in that game?
Nick and the Blackhawks.
What does that mean? Are you choosing the Blackhawks? Are you choosing the Panthers? Blackhawks? Okay. Your Uncle Andrew is going to be pretty happy with that pick. Being a
he's a Blackhawks?
Yeah, he likes all things Chicago.
And he likes Chicago.
Yeah, I know. But we can forgive him for that, can't we?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, next we've got the Pittsburgh Penguins against the New York Rangers. Who's going to win that game?
The Pittsburgh
Penguins. All right. And then in our last game. And
I want to go to that game. We got to go past Ohio, ADB works, and then we're going to make, and then we're going to make a left, then a straight, and then a right,
yeah,
and then another straight,
okay,
then another left, then another right.
Oh, to get to the Pittsburgh Penguins Stadium, or arena?
Yep.
So this game, Pittsburgh's actually playing in New York, but like you mentioned, Auntie B lives close to Pittsburgh, and so maybe one of these days we can go visit her and go see a Pittsburgh Penguins game. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for that game, we're Ohio.
Right.
Yeah. We have what I'm going to go with Pittsburgh and Detroit.
Right. So in the last game of the first night of NHL games, we have the Colorado Avalanche going to Los Angeles to play the Los Angeles Kings. Who do you have in that one? The Avalanche or the
Kings?
The Kings. They're like silver and black. Los Angeles Kings. So yeah, the Kings against the Avalanche. Who do you have in that
and
game?
And where do they play?
They're playing in Los Angeles. That's in California.
And I want to see where the arena plays.
Well, I'm not able to pull that up right now, so I just need a pick between Colorado and Los Angeles Kings. What do you got, the Avalanche or the Kings?
Avalanche.
Avalanche. All right.
Who so, the Avalanche? I don't know.
Colorado Avalanche. They're in Denver.
What's their mascot?
It's an avalanche. It's like a. It's like when you're on a big mountain and snow just keeps falling and falling and falling down the mountain. It can be very dangerous. Because it moves fast, it's heavy, you can get buried underneath it. It's supposed to be intimidating.
Do you get brain freeze?
You might get a brain freeze, yeah, if you eat too much of the snow. Cool. All right, so we've got our
kick it.
Yeah, we got our picks in.
Up in the air, go back down, kick it up.
Whoa, that'd be crazy. So we got our picks in for the NHL. All right, maybe we'll start doing that more often. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. So that's our show for today. We recapped week 5 in college football, week 4 in the NFL, English and Premier League match week 6, and the Ryder Cup.
And the NHL.
And we made some picks for the NHL season. I'm looking forward to another great weekend of sports. You know, right now, today, the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers, the MLB playoffs just started, and Tigers are 1-1 against the Cleveland Guardians. They got to win tomorrow to keep their playoff stint alive. Do you think they can do it?
Yeah, I think they can do that.
Let's go, Tigers. Eat them up, Tigers.
Eat them up, eat them up, eat them up, Tigers. Eat them up, eat them up.
That's right. Go Lions, go Wings. And we're really looking forward to it.
Go Wolves.
Go Wolves, go Chiefs, go Wolverines, go Sparty. Right?
The Sparty, yeah!
All right, so thanks everyone for listening to Let's Talk About It, Dad, a sports podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe on wherever you're catching the podcast. We'll be back next week. We'll break down all the action and see who got their picks right.
And break down Ferris State Bulldogs.
That's right. We're going to bring in some Division II football into the podcast next week, aren't we?
Yep. And we're going to recap the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay. Awesome. Say thanks to the fans.
Thanks.
See ya.
See ya.